Ain't no power like the power of the people, because the power of the people don't stop. Say what?
Ain't no power like the power of the people, because the power of the people don't stop.
Free Marissa Alexander. Thank you.
Edward James, a member of Black Youth Project 100, led a small group of people in a chant who are advocating on behalf of Marissa Alexander. They're on the steps of the old Capitol building hoping to get their voices heard to get rid of Angela Corey, the main prosecutor on the case. Alexander's case has gained national attention after she fired a warning shot during an alleged domestic violence dispute with her husband. She initially claimed self-defense, but a judge said it didn't apply. She was convicted under Florida's 1020 life law and received a 20-year prison sentence. She since served about 2 years of that sentence, but will now get a new trial in July after there were some issues in her first trial. Now Corey is pursuing a 60-year prison term, and Melissa Burns says that's wrong.
While Marissa faces 60 years in prison for only firing a warning shot, the killer of Trayvon Martin faces no time behind bars. And the killer of Jordan Davis is facing minor punishment despite killing a teenager in cold blood. The case also demonstrates the failing of a justice system that lets survivors of domestic abuse fall through the cracks.
Byrne is an activist with Ultraviolet who traveled all the way from Washington, D.C. She, along with other groups, then walked to the governor's office with a young boy taking the lead in carrying thousands of petitions. The governor was in St. Augustine at the time of the event, so they waited for a woman from the governor's staff to arrive. And when she did, Kelly Petrulli was asked by Byrne to explain her role.
I am an aide to the governor. I work in the Office of Citizen Services.
Fantastic. Well, a great citizen service would be for Governor Scott to immediately suspend Angela Corey for her, the way that she's been practicing. Her role has been very discriminatory and full of vengeance and not justice, and it's not in the best interest of Floridians.
Byrne, as well as other activists, then handed off a brown rectangular box of 100,000 signatures from people all over the country. They also delivered some yellow and red roses, as well as a poster made of flowers labeled 60 years for the aide to give to Governor Scott.
This is saying 60 years with a question mark. He has the ability to change it. And roses and Gerber daisies just to commemorate all of the holidays and little moments in her life that she will not get to experience if she spends her whole life behind bars.
The aide later left, adding she would pass along the remarks to the governor, and Yehuda Torre, part of the Free Marissa Now movement, hopes something will happen. The 14-year-old says she believes it's wrong that Alexander spends any time in jail.
She shot a warning shot. It wasn't that big of a deal because she was protecting herself, and I feel like it's a motherly instinct. And 60 years away from her children is unnecessary because I don't know how I would feel if my mother was to go away for 60 years. So they should think about not only Marissa, but the people it affects.
But it was actually the original judge in Alexander's case who allowed her to serve the 3 20-year sentences concurrently. That would mean 20 years in prison instead of 60. Meanwhile, Marissa Alexander has not only inspired a coalition of groups, she's also inspired a measure nicknamed the Warning Shot Bill that legally allows someone to threaten the use of force if they believe they're in danger. The measure also allows for someone to get their records expunged if they claim stand your ground and were not found guilty. Some Democrats, as well as the First Amendment Foundation, are now urging the governor to veto the bill because they say no one will be able to track these cases now that there will be no public record. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.